Proclamation number 5637 of 27th of March, 1953. Promise of life. Death. Powerlessness. No one can live to whom I do not give life, but he can be and be in a state of death. For to be dead does not mean to be completely past, but to exist in complete powerlessness and yet know of one's own existence. But the right life is to be able to work in light and strength and to be blissfully happy and to use one's strength in the same will as me. And only I can give this right life to the being through the supply of light and strength, thus the supply of the unlimited flow of life. But this supply of strength depends on the being itself, because it requires a certain ability to receive and willingness, because my strength is not supplied to a being against its will and because the being's design also has to be such that the flow of strength finds a suitable vessel, otherwise the being would be forced into activity and then could not be happy. Without strength, however, the being is in a state of torpor, in a state of death, in complete motionlessness, and yet it feels its state as agony because it has already known the state of freedom and thus is gone back instead of forward as was its destiny. Yet I did not give death to the being but life. But the being itself voluntarily strives away from me as the giver of life and towards death, that is, it resisted my flow of strength of love and fell into a state of powerlessness without knowing that this signifies eternal torment and darkness. The being itself must desire again what it once spurned. It must of its own free will request my strength again which it once rejected, and it must fulfill this task as a human being in earthly life. To acquire my strength of love and to shape itself such that this strength of my love can flow into the being, so that it will now be revived by my strength again and can now be active and be blissfully happy, so that it will therefore live and never lose its life again. Thus every being which is permeated by my strength of love will live, and every being which lacks this strength of love is dead. But death never means extinction, a state of forgetfulness, insensibility or rest. Rather, it is an inconceivable state of agony which can only be remedied through the supply of strength which revives the dead and gives it the ability to be active again. But you shall live forever. This was my promise. Thus I can give you life and I will give it to you as soon as you open yourselves to my flow of strength of love, as soon as you no longer resist it as you once did. But I cannot force you to accept my strength of love. And therefore countless beings are dead because they don't desire life themselves, because they don't do or haven't done anything themselves to acquire strength in order to acquire eternal life. And therefore all these beings are in great adversity, in deepest darkness, when they could live in light and strength and glory. Yet as long as they spurn me I cannot convey strength to them. I can only keep extending my helping hand to them so that they will take hold of it and let themselves be revived by me. This is why my love will constantly be active to influence these beings, and my love will always succeed in saving them. Yet eternal times can pass for the beings until they long for light and strength themselves. Until they want to escape the state of death and can now be awakened to life, which they then will never lose again. Amen.